Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Simon.
Yes.
You've been having some issues with acronyms of late.
I have. And look, I'm the first person to admit that I have a lot of troubles grasping acronyms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, more that I'm not too sure what they actually mean.
Yes.
Now, yes. I wonder whether Callum's out there. No, he's not. But we'll talk about some others before we get Callum in.
We will.
Callum enlightened me to an acronym
yes.
the other day. And it's actually quite funny. But things like FOMO.
Mm-hmm,
right, I actually needed to Google that to find out exactly what that meant.
Oh, really? But what?
Yeah.
No.
Well, tell me that you didn't know, as soon as you first heard that it was fear of missing out.
Yeah, but when you first, like, when it's first happens.
This is what I mean. Like, you see something and you go, oh, God, okay. What does that mean? I really should know.
I'll take that. That's fine. Mm. Okay, that's fine. Okay.
So, and that's why I jumped on and did some research.
But yeah, as you do.
But one thing that I'm quite confused on is the whole LOL thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, is it lots of love?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the other one?
Laugh out loud. Yes.
Yeah. So what I'm finding is that I'll get a text message from my mum who's still in the whole LOL phase, and everything will have an LOL after it. And I'm thinking, it's not really that funny.
No. Well, your poor mum. She tried.
Oh, she does. Yeah. You know. Look, I'll give her that. But I'm quite confused on whether it's lots of love or whether it's laugh out loud. But with some of these messages, it really suits neither.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there's back in the early days of dating, internet dating, ISO.
Yes, yeah. And I remember around the days of, I think it was ICQ and like the really early ones.
Yes.
And I remember ones like GSOH, DTE, down to earth.
Yes.
Now, the other one, now we've got two different opinions on this one.
Okay.
Which is NSA.
NSA.
So, what do you believe NSA to be?
When I see NSA, it's no strings attached.
Right. And see, I thought it was no set agenda.
Interesting.
Mm. Mm. Maybe people can enlighten us.
If there's an acronym that you're a bit confused about, or you're a bit, it took you a while to work out what it was. Help us out so that we don't feel so stupid. 0427 Joy 949. Talk about some acronyms, acronyms that we'd be confused about.
And I had a discussion with you last week. I don't know whether you remember it, but it was really bizarre because I actually don't know how we got onto this topic, but I did see the acronym CBT.
Oh, did you?
And I wasn't sure.
Did your eyes
know.
Light up immediately when you saw that acronym?
But you know what's really weird is I'm the first person who would ask anybody what that means.
Okay.
Yeah. And Callum just straight off the cuff told me exactly what did it mean?
Cock and ball torture.
Right. So
I was sitting at the front desk and I think you were talking to Adam. It might have been about the Northside Bazaar last year, I think.
Right. Yep.
I was just tapping away, and you're like, "Oh, it's cock and ball torture." Yeah. like a secretary.
Well, that's how it normally works. It's just a random conversation.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. It's just one of those random facts.
Mm. CBT. Now, are you using CBT, Simon, in your in your profiles?
No, I'm not actually.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. The word torture just doesn't spring to mind when I think when I think fun or good night.
It's not torture. It's just a good time. It's different. No, it's different. It's not. It's fun.
We're not talking like Cryo Castle torture.
Yeah, no.
It sounds very medieval.
No, you're not wearing. You're not wearing any metal suits, or you're not riding a horse. That's for sure.
You know, we've seen some of those medieval equipment that they used to use, and it doesn't look like a lot of fun.
Yeah, no. There's other things they use instead. It's far more modern.
It really is. Yeah,
it's all rubber now.
It's all modernized.
Right.
It's nice. It's streamlined. Mm. They've got rid of a whole lot of those sort of like superfluous peripherals.
And I'm sure only in our community would we find that torch is a part of part of sexual fun.
It's fantastic, personally. I think there's no problem at all.
You're a fan of torture, are you?
Look, why not? Yeah. Why not? as long as there's no knights, old clunky knights uniforms involved, I should be right with it.
It starts off sexy, in full plate armour, but it's hard to take off.
It is.
Imagine strippers with that armour on. God, you'd need some sort of mega mix of attractor to get right down to the final garments.
It'd be a good show. It would be a very long show.
Be like a movie.
Anticipation.
They have like secret flaps, I think, just to make it easier. Like, you know,
little preview
secret
screens.
Or you need a squire to help you take it off.
Or that, you know, that lucky lady gets to come up and try and unpick what you're
trying. And does she have that big cone on her head with that piece of material hanging down?
She does. She's crying for help from the audience.
I think
we don't have a medieval strip show in Melbourne.
Well, there's an idea for you.
Look, I think Fringe Festival's just calling us.
We have 12 months.
We do. We could have it at Cryo Castle. It just writes itself.
Yeah. And we could have some hot strippers riding in on horses.
Yes.
With huge lances and sticks.
Suggestive lances. Yeah.
Now, there's a great idea.
Who doesn't enjoy being jousted?
Oh. I would love a good lancing from a hot knight.
You would.
Yeah. Look, if you would be up for a special Fringe show sponsored by Joy, of course, or is there something that we should be adding to it, 0427JOY949, perhaps there's an acronym you're not sure about. We're going to get the Texas and Butcher paper out, and we'll be back to talk about some more up next. Now, we're talking about acronyms and all those little things that are a bit, tricking people slightly. Callum, are there any that have sort of taken you a bit, got to be a bit confused of late?
Well, I didn't know what, when you were getting onto your Grindr earlier today, NSA was suddenly being thrown around a lot. I had no idea what that was.
Oh.
I was thinking like NSFW,
what is that?
Not safe for work. Yes. So
it's something that you shouldn't look at. It's something that, like, if there's
an OHS lingo or something?
No, listen.
Safe return to work.
Say you're perusing the internet, as one does at work when you're bored, and there's a picture and it says, oh, check this picture out, NSFW, it means it's not appropriate for the workplace.
That's right.
So where do I get all these memos? Because you guys know all of these things, and I'm possibly going to be losing my job.
Yeah, well, that's not our fault that you're a techno useless. Did you see that my new word? Uselessness.
Uselessness.
That's what you are. If there's anything that, an abbreviation, an acronym that's sort of got you a bit confused, let us know on air at joy.org.au. Look, as many as you like. That way at least Simon doesn't feel so silly because he's feeling a little bit.
I need to know ones relevant to our community.
Oh, there's lots of them. LGBTIQ.
Yes, I know this one.
Lesbian. Gay.
I would not be allowed in the front door at Joy if I didn't know that. That's part of the induction.
That's the first question of the test. That's right.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.